6. Zen for Morons. Green put a kind of black, fibrous poultice on the places where my skin had burned off from the icy ground, and the pain stopped immediately. That raised a big question I couldn't ask, having neglected both French and Japanese in school, but help was on its way. While I was getting dressed after Green had finished her poulticing, another green one showed up.
"Hello," it said. "I was asked here because I know English. Some English."
I'm glad to meet you. I'm Carmen."
"I know, and you want me to say my name, but you couldn't say it yourself, so give me a name."
Robin Hood?"
"I am Robin Hood, then. I am pleased to meet you."
I couldn't think of any pleasantries, so I dove right in. "How come your medicine works for us? My mother says we're unrelated at the most basic level, DNA."
"Am I DNA now? I thought I was Robin Hood."
This was not going to be easy. "No. Yes, you're Robin Hood. Why does your medicine work on humans?"
"I don't understand. Why shouldn't it? It's medicine."
So much for the enigmatic superior aliens theory. "Look, you know what a molecule is?"
"I know the word. Very small. Too small to see."
He took his big head in two large arm hands and wiggled it, the way Red did when he was agitated.
"Forgive me. Science is not my... There is no word. I can't know science. I don't think any of us can, really. But especially not me."
I gestured at everything. "Then where did this all come from? It didn't just happen."
"That's right. It didn't happen. It's always been this way."
"I needed a scientist, and they sent me a philosopher. Not too bright, either." "Can you ask her?" I pointed to Green. "How can her medicine work when we're so chemically different?"
"She's not a her. Sometimes she is, and sometimes she's a he. Right now, she's a what."
"Okay. Would you please ask it?" They exchanged a long series of wheedly poot rasp sounds.
"It's something like this," Robin Hood said. "Curing takes intelligence. With Earth humans, the intelligence comes along with the doctor or scientists. With us, it's in the medicine."
He touched the stuff on my breast, which made me jump.
"It knows you are different and works on you differently. It works on the very smallest level."
"Nanotechnology," I said.
"Maybe smaller than that," he said. "As small as chemistry. Intelligent molecules."
"You do know about nanotechnology?"
"Only from TV and the cube."
He spidered over to the bed.
"Please sit. You make me nervous, balanced there on two legs."
I obliged him.
"This is how different we are, Carmen. You know when nanotechnology was discovered."
"End of the 20th century sometime?"
"There's no such knowledge for us. This medicine has always been. Like the living doors that keep the air in. Like the things that make the air, concentrate the oxygen. Somebody made them, but that was so long ago, it was before history. Before we came to Mars."
"Where did you come from? When?"
"We would call it Earth, though it's not your Earth, of course. Really far away. Really long ago." He paused. "More than 10,000 Aries."
100 centuries before the pyramids. But that's not long enough ago for Mars to be inhabitable. Mars was Mars 1 million Aries ago. He made an almost human gesture. All four hands palms up.
"It could be much longer. At least 10,000 Aries. History becomes mystery. Our faraway Earth could be a myth, and the others who created us. There aren't any spaceships lying around. What deepens the mystery is that we could never live on Mars, on the surface, but we could live on Earth. Your Earth. So why did the others bring us many light years just to leave us on the wrong planet?
I thought about what Red had said. Maybe because we're too dangerous.
That's a theory. Or it might have been the dinosaurs. They looked pretty dangerous.
Dinosaurs. I took a deep breath. Robin Hood, have your people actually been on Mars that long? I mean, dinosaurs were on Earth a long time before people. He wiggled his head again with his big hands.
I don't know. You have to ask the story family, the history family, the yellow people.
I remembered the two dressed in amber in that room where I was taken for inspection. Okay, I'll ask a yellow person. So, what do green people do? Are you doctors?
Oh, no. He pointed at the door. It's green, and it's a doctor. But why would you think that all of us greens are doctors? Every human I ever saw wears white, but I don't think, therefore, that you all have the same function.
Good grief! Was I the first cross-species racist? I'm sorry. What is it that you do, then? He shuffled forward and back like a nervous spider.
I'm not a do.
He put a small hand on my knee.
I'm more a be. You humans...
He touched his head with both large hands, but didn't wiggle it.
You are all about what you do. Like, what do you do, Carmen?
I'm a student. I study things.
But that's not a do at all. That's a be, like me.
I was either out of my depth or into a profound shallowness. So, while you're being, what do you be? What do you be that's different from what others be?
You see? You see?
He emitted a sound like a thumbnail scraping across a comb.
What do you be? You can't even say it.
Robin Hood, look, I'm both a do and a be. My be is I'm a human being, female, American, whatever. It's what I am when I'm just standing here. But then I can go do something, like get a drink of water, and that doesn't change my be at all.
But it does. It always does. Don't you see?
Ontology? Meet linguistics. Go to your corners and come out swinging. You're right, Robin. You're absolutely right. We just don't put things quite that way.
Put things?
We don't say it quite that way. I took a deep breath. Tell me about these others. They lived very far away?
Yes, very far. We used to call it something like the heaven some humans talk about. But since we got TV and the cube, we know it's just really far away. Some other star.
But you don't know which one.
No, not which and not how long ago. But very far and very long. The story family says it was a time before time had meaning. The builder family says it must be so far away that light takes Aries to get from that star to here, because there are no stars any closer.
That's interesting. You don't have telescopes and things, but you figured that out?
We don't need telescopes. We get that kind of knowledge from you humans, from the cube.
Before the cube, though, they were up in heaven?
I guess so. We also learned about gods from you. The others are sort of gods. They created us, but they actually exist.
Red suddenly appeared to rescue me from Sunday school.
Carmen, if you feel able, we'd like to have you up where we're working. The humans are not understanding us too well.
My experience with Robin Hood didn't make me too hopeful. But I could do pick this up and put it there. I stepped into my suit and chinned the heat up all the way and followed him up to the cold.